There have been more court filings this week against 34-year-old Anchorage resident Justin Schneider. He's the man who received a plea agreement earlier this fall for what many people thought amounted to a sexual assault. But this time, the filings aren't criminal charges. Instead, Schneider is the defendant in a civil lawsuit brought by the woman he attacked. Schneider ended up serving just 1 year for the criminal charges on house arrest and walked free at his sentencing in September. Public outrage led to a campaign that, in this month's election, successfully unseated the judge who had overseen the case. The plea deal, Anchorage prosecutors said at the time, was the result of charges dropped in part because they had been unable to reach the victim, known as Jane Doe.
Well, that's just false. She left the prosecutor her email, her voicemail.
That's Jim Davis of the Northern Justice Project, who's representing Jane Doe in the civil suit.
She did follow through. She was available. And the prosecuting attorney decided not to involve her.
Davis says members of the grassroots campaign that unseated the judge put Jane Doe in contact with his office. He says she is not seeking money, though the lawsuit does ask for unspecified damages. Davis says what she really wants is justice.
I think people got lazy. I think people got comfortable. And I think the prosecutor in this case and the defense attorney in this case and the judge in this case all thought, oh, well, this whole case can go away. And who's going to make a stink about it?
Schneider does not have a lawyer listed for the new lawsuit, and his attorney in the criminal case did not immediately return a call seeking comment. Department of Law Criminal Division Chief John Skidmore declined a recorded interview for this story, but Skidmore disputed some of what Davis said and repeated that the prosecutor on the criminal case had been unable to reach the victim. Skidmore said, quote, "We have no reason to doubt that she was willing to talk, but we were unable to contact her," end quote.